a sermon on Luke, the bent over woman. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just when there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years, she was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at the wonderful things being done by him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the triune God, who sees where we are bent over and carrying heavy loads, stand you up straight. And may you also praise God for loving us just like that, on the Sabbath or on any other day. Amen. Just over 2 weeks ago, I had my gallbladder removed. It had been causing me to be bent over and suffering more than I was actually allowing myself to acknowledge. Discomfort had become so much a part of me that I named my gallbladder in order so that I could curse her with more assuredness of speech. So Gretel and the Rolling Stones, they are long gone. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, praise the Lord. But I got to thinking this week about how long I had been bent over in pain, so much so that I had grown accustomed to being ill or in pain, or in the fact that I knew that I would be that way no matter what I did. So I just kept on keeping on. I was so caught up in living a bent over life that I didn't even think I had time to be healed. I couldn't take the time to make the effort to get Gretel taken care of. So when the hospital said in June that I had to wait until late August for a consult for surgery, I said, sure. And I steeled myself for the battle ahead. And I waited too long to take care of things once again. Isn't that always the case when we're too busy? Because I'd fallen into this belief that this was the way it was going to be. It had become my new normal. And yet it wasn't normal at all. So God did things a different way. And when I had finally broken down and I drove myself to the ER noon on a Wednesday, I wasn't seeking a cure as much as I was in need of healing. And thanks to doctors and modern medicine and my mom, I was home resting about 30 hours later, absent Gretel and her giant stone. Like the bent over woman, I praised God too, because the same day that I had my surgery, when I was walking around my hospital room floor with my nurse, for the first time in a very long time, I didn't feel that nagging pain under my sternum or along my shoulder blade. I was standing up straight once again, and it brought tears to my eyes, and I said to the nurse, "Thanks be to God for all of this." And that, my friends, is what I want you to think about today. I want you to think about your bent over things, the things that weigh you down, maybe for days or weeks or months, or like the woman in the gospel today, for years upon years. I feel like we have personal things that make us hunch over, and that we have collective experiences that have caused us to droop a little. Some of us have grown so used to being stooped over and doubled up, it has become the normal, even when it is nowhere near the normal. Are you ready to let Jesus see you in all of that bent over, crumpled mess? because I'm going to proclaim right now, Jesus sees all of our ailments, and he will always offer healing, even if it goes against the so-called processes. Processes and procedures that more often than not tend to limit love and joy and relationship. This woman in the gospel today wasn't even meant to be there. She wasn't even visible to those around her. No one offered her a seat. She was just the bent over woman. And yet Jesus names her as a daughter of Abraham. We would say a child of God. He proclaims to everyone there, including her, that she is beloved and worthy of healing. And I'm going to let you know something else. So too are we. So too are we beloved and worthy of healing. And the coolest thing about that, the real good news about that message, is that you don't even have to ask. It's been done already for us, each one of us here today, for everyone walking around on this entire planet. We just have to be open to the gift. We have to take the steps of opening ourselves up to receiving a gift that is both unearned and eternal. Each one of us is a beloved child of God, and God is well pleased with you. God is well pleased with the complicated, fabulous sinner and saint that is you. Head to toes, fingertip to fingertip, inside and out. Amen. I want us also to remember that the woman in the story could have stayed home. No one would have begrudged her that. Think about it. She was in pain. Think of the difficulty of just getting around, the extra effort I'm sure it took just to get to the Sabbath day services. And it had been 18 years. It wasn't going to change today. And this man that she was coming to see, he was some unknown rabbi from the wilderness. Yet something pulled her there that day. Through all of her pain and worry, and I'm sure the stigma, she showed up and was open to what was going to happen. And God acted through Jesus that day, just as God acts each day through God's Holy Spirit, the loving sustainer of everything that is. Our misstep is that we close ourselves off to feeling or seeing or helping ourselves with that. We are too bent over on ourselves. Yet there were also other human beings in the same Sabbath crowd, and they didn't respond in praise and gratitude to Jesus' healing of the woman. No, some people, and we won't name names, didn't rise up and shout, "Glory be to God," because it, the healing, that it was done improperly. You see, Jesus had healed on a day when there were over 39 rules against forbidden works. Jesus didn't follow the strategic plan of the day or the council mission statement or the synod's timeline or the local customs or the popular culture or most of the book of Deuteronomy. Doesn't that sound familiar? How often do we pass judgments for being inside or outside of the so-called rules? And it also strikes me as terribly funny that you can be in trouble and called a rebel for working on either side of those. How often we fail to see people because they are bent over and crippled and sinking and hunkered down and bowed down because of those same rules. It's easy to do. In the hustle and bustle of our own lives. I'm guilty of this myself. Don't think that just because I have this collar on makes me any less of that same fabulous, complicated sinner and saint as you. No, me too, my friends. Me too. Yet the Jesus that hauled me out of my own bent over moments will keep coming back for me and for you and for all of us. We don't even have to ask. He'll pick us up out of the crowd. On the darkest days, on the sunniest days, from the far off or the near, in the intimate private moments and then in the collective crowded loud moments. On the proper day and in the proper way and in the most rebellious and revolutionary of ways and days. He will be standing there in our addictions, in our failures, in our loss of jobs or relationships, or our disconnect from each other, in our selfish, angry moments, and our ugly, crying ones. He will be there, too, to remind us of who we are and whose we are. All I know for sure is that if we are open, if we can chance opening our hearts to God, to each other, and to fully living in this wondrous created world, we don't have to be bent over. We don't have to suffer 18 years of looking at the ground. And in the words of a song by the country duo The Judge, when all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. And the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Don't you think it's time? It is time. It is time for us to continue what we started the last time we worshiped together here as two communities. We are building a bridge together. We are standing up straight together. We are being pulled out of the crowd and told we are healed. We are being told we are daughters and sons of Abraham. We are worthy, and we no longer need to be bent over. No matter the rules on the books or the rules in the hearts of men and women with little vision for the future that's been promised to us. No matter the timeline on the handout or the way it has always been done, it is time for us to be unafraid, to seek healing in all of its forms, to stand upright into God's love for us, a love that is without limit, without reservation, and without condition. And it is my prayer today for us that in knowing these things, of being reminded of these things maybe again today for the first time, we can stand up in our freedom to show gratitude and offer grace and give love to each other, to our neighbors, and to our fledgling community we are building together. Thanks be to God for our times of bent overness. And thanks be to God for the grace and love that allows us to stand back up. Amen.